Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Guys, this is Matt Donald from the future, from the year 2070. I'm 79 years old. I know I don't sound it, but look, healthcare got really, really great in the future. But you know what didn't get great? Everything else. A nuclear war. Countries hate each other even more than they do now. Wealth inequality is up the wazoo. People are starving. Global warming has become global. Holy crap, it's really hot, Ing. It's terrible. But the consensus is that it's the way it is now because in this version of the future, not enough people subscribe to my Patreon account at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. Well, I've come back to try and fix that future from ever happening again. So if you like your future to be, you know, pretty good, like not great, but better than this, then subscribe to my Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for both my shows, The Ritwit and Paleobites. For the Paleobites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Paraworld, a really obscure but really fun real-time strategy game from back in the day that has dinosaurs and people riding dinosaurs and robots and pirates and samurai and guns. It's been described as Dinotopia meets Warcraft, and that's quite an apt description, I'd say. Link is in the description for you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support, and have a lovely day. Sign up to the Patreon. Do it for the future! Now I gotta go back before the time police catch me.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast more full of hot air than the Carboniferous period. My name's Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by big-time published author in terms of short stories and other stuff, and...
Well, I don't know if I'd say big time, but
I'm
getting there.
Way more successful than I am in that front. It's Stephen Curry.
You're too kind, but hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So
how,
happy to be
here.
How's
the big author celebrity life treating you?
Oh, haha, yes. No, no. No, I mean, okay, as of now, I have a grand total of nine stories published or forthcoming. Most of them are online, and like I didn't get paid for any of them. They're really dinky.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not, I am certainly
okay.
Not.
If there's no
JK
money
Rowling.
Involved, then I guess it doesn't. Okay.
Some of them are what you call for the love publications.
Yes.
Like you're doing it just for the credential.
Yeah, well, which is good. That's still good, too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I feel like that's how I'm doing it sometimes, even though I have made some money off my books.
I mean, I have made actually far more money off of my science fiction haiku. I get like $1 a poem that
Whoa.
I publish.
So, whoa.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I need to publish some haikus.
You could. I'll be happy to help you with
yeah.
that.
I've got the formula of haikus down pat. The problem is the feel.
It's haiku. Haiku is single and plural.
Oh, you're right. I've got the formula of haiku down pat. Sorry, I'm an English major, not a Japanese major. So... okay.
But anyhow.
And speaking of, okay, so here's the dinosaur related question then for you. Come up with a dinosaur haiku right now.
Jurassic Sun. Acanthosaurus. Mud wallowing.
Good job.
Thank you.
Here's one. Then one day I found a Tyrannosaurus Rex. He then ate me up.
Just so you know, modern English haiku doesn't have to stick to the 575.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I noticed yours was a little bit shorter.
Right.
So
I mean, you went more classic. That's fine.
Yeah,
but yeah,
just... you see, I'm in the mainstream. You know,
you see,
pleb haiku.
In fourth grade, they lied to you. It doesn't have to be 575.
What? No. So it can be whatever, though, right?
It can be. I mean, shorter is better, but it's just that it's hard. 575 is strictly how it is in Japanese, and it's hard to capture the simplicity in English.
Yeah, yours was 464.
Was it?
I don't know.
We'll have to go back.
Jurassic Jam? That's Jurassic something.
Jurassic Sun.
Jurassic Sun.
Acanthosaurus mud wallowing. Acanthosaurus would be 5, and then mud wallowing. So mine was
454.
354.
Jurassic Sun.
454. No, you're right. 454.
Yeah, so,
I can't.
Know your damn haiku, man. Okay. Okay, so we both got our haikus down, haiku down, so, and we'll get graded on them shortly, so that's good. No pressure, right?
No pressure.
Otherwise, they'll send the Terminator pig against us, and speaking of which, we're talking about Deodon, which is in a group of animals sometimes called the Hell Pigs or the Terminator Pigs, for real.
Uh-huh.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Da, 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 da.
It absolutely will not stop.
No. Do not go with it if you want to live.
No, exactly.
It will kill you.
It will find
you. It will terminate you.
Good thing Skynet didn't get a hold of these things, because that would just be horrible.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the Terminators had, like, rocket launchers and nukes, you know. This doesn't have that.
Imagine one of these with rocket launchers and nukes, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, I can sort of imagine it with rocket launchers, like someone puts a rocket artillery thing on its back.
Yeah, that would work.
Well, I cannot imagine it with a nuke.
How about laser eyes?
Okay, yes. Can it meld through bars like a...
I would imagine.
Yeah, like the liquid metal sort of thing. What it does mean, though, is hostile tooth.
Fitting.
Yes, type is an entelodont, which is an extinct group of large pig-like mammals that I said before sometimes called hell pigs or terminator pigs. Size 7 to 9 feet / 2.25 to 3 meters long. 660 to 880 pounds, or 300 to 400 kilograms.
Mm-hmm.
So a big, scary pig. It'll definitely win you the prize at the fair.
You said telodont?
Entelodont.
Okay, I thought I read entelodont, but I thought you said telodont. So I was like, wait a minute. No.
I might have said type. It is an entelodont.
Okay,
it
no.
Is,
it's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
talk so fast, sometimes I miss syllables.
I'm 31. I think my hearing is already starting to go.
I'm turning 30 in less than a month.
Uh-oh. Enjoy it while you can.
Actually, by the time this episode comes out, my 30th birthday will have long been passed.
Oh, that's still so exciting. You know, I remember when I turned 30, it was like a big... It was a little bit of shock to me, but, you know, it's fine. It's not
I've
bad
been
be
calling
30.
Up my mom with cold sweats, like, I'm not ready. All my Facebook friends are getting married and having babies.
Well, I'm not married yet either, so...
No, I know. It's not a competition, so...
I'm just saying you're not alone.
Of course I'm not married or have babies. Look at this podcast I have. Like, so... Real virgin energy here, anyways.
I think my father would call this podcast birth control.
I would also call it that. I would get a vasectomy, but I'm assuming it's redundant anyways.
All right.
Anyways, diet for Deodon. It's an omnivore, like most pigs. It'll eat pretty much anything. Time mid-Oligocene to early Miocene, 29 to 19 million years ago. So quite a range. 10 million years is not bad for a single genus.
That's a very good long run.
Yeah. It really is. Location, North America. Right here.
Exactly.
In fact,
well, we'll get to it here, but it was described in 1878. Pop culture appearances, an episode of the Discovery Channel documentary series Monsters Resurrected features one.
Hmm.
Also, Ark Survival Evolved has one.
Apparently it was also in Walking with Beasts.
Oh, that is, and that would not be Diadon, because that episode took place in Asia, in Mongolia.
Oh.
So that would probably be another type of Entelodont called Archaeotherium.
So that was like a cousin or something.
Yeah, it was a cousin.
Okay. My bad.
Yes, yes. Yeah, they didn't name it, though. They called it Entelodont, so rather than giving a specific genus.
I did this last time with the other one. I keep referencing a similar creature that's not it.
That's okay. That's what I'm here for, to correct you.
Oh, well, there we go.
That's why I have so many friends, because I like to correct people. They love it.
For those who don't know, we're
Denver-based.
We are from Colorado.
Yes.
And we grew up with this creature.
Yes, because you walk through the prehistoric journey part of Denver Museum of Nature and Science. You go to this nice little room with a diorama in it, and you see this thing opening its big stinky maw at you.
And it grumbles.
It grumbles. It growls. It's like... Yeah.
It's creepy. Like, you know, when you're 6 years old and you walk through the museum, you see that thing staring at you. It's a little more than a little intimidating.
And yeah, this isn't bones either. This is like a model.
Right.
So
I actually have the exact picture of that in my mammal book.
Yeah. Well, it must be pretty famous here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I love that exhibit, though. Of course I do. Why wouldn't I? But every time I go to the Denver Museum, I always go through that. And most of the time when I'm going through, I usually discover something new, too. Like,
same here.
Because sometimes I like to skim when I go through it, but sometimes I really want to keep it, get it all in.
Exactly.
Like, soak it all in and find the little elf in the background of the painting with the Sticky Moloch. Is that the one that's in?
It's in the Sticky Moloch room, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. What's it doing there? I don't know. No, I know. It's an in-joke for the...
Yeah, for those who don't know, in the Museum of Nature and Science, all throughout the museum, there are little elves painted in various art places.
And they usually have a little gnome hat, too, right?
Yeah.
So these aren't like Tolkien elves. These are like...
No, they're like little Santa elves or something.
Yeah.
So. There's at least one in the prehistoric journey that I know of.
Yep. It's checking out. It's creeping on those Stiggy Molochs. So, yeah, it makes quite an impression at the museum, though, when you see this thing. Like I said, no skeleton. It's got, like, realistic model with skin and fur. So it looks pretty cool. In real life, it would have made quite an impression, too, as it was the biggest of the Entelodonts and a tough bully of a creature that would have eaten plants, meat, carrion, maybe fish if it wanted to. Seriously, this thing could have eaten anything. It probably would have been just fine in the alleyways of a modern city.
Anything smaller than it was not safe.
No, exactly. It was in a modern city. Lock up your pets.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think so.
I have a hard enough time dealing with coyotes. I don't want one of these things barreling through the backyard at night.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, coyotes, they can just leap over your fences. Here, they would just plow right
just
through.
Plow through it.
I think so.
Oh, my. Goodness gracious. You know, I don't eat pork anymore, but can you imagine how much bacon you'd get from this thing?
Oh, so much bacon. I feel like it wouldn't be that good of a bacon, though. Like, I feel like it's, since it's a real wild animal rather than like a pig, which is specifically meant to like raise the meat a certain way to make it a certain taste. I feel like it'd be all rusty and like
it would be probably gamey.
Yeah,
I've had elk. It's something's weird about it.
You know, another way to ruin the songs we were taught as children, you know, the this little piggy went all that stuff. You know, that's about how you prepare the pigs for slaughter.
Really?
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef, which is the thing you feed it when it to give it a certain type of meat. And this little piggy had none. And this little, the worst one of all is this little piggy went wee, wee, wee all the way home.
I thought that was just some stupid nursery rhyme. That
you always think that, but no.
Damn it!
Yeah. Wee, wee, wee all the way home, i.e. we didn't quite kill it.
It's like Rockabye Baby.
Yeah. Or Ring Around the Rosie.
Ring Around the Rosie. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Why are we taught these things as kids?
I don't know. Well, Ring Around the Rosie comes from the Dark Ages.
It's about smallpox.
Yeah, so, bubonic plague or
something
like
that. Yeah, so...
Ugh. And then Rockabye Baby is just a very bizarre song that you don't...
A baby dies.
Yeah, it sounds very cute until you actually analyze it. In ninth grade, my teacher walked us through the lyrics, and we were all like, what?
The poor baby! Yeah, my sister has a baby now who's just now a year old, and we know she's getting to the point where she's responding to a lot of those songs. We do Itsy Bitsy Spider. That one's fine. The spider doesn't die.
Right. He gets washed out, and then he climbs back up.
He's determined.
He doesn't give up.
No, exactly. Be like the spider.
I like it.
Okay. Yeah, so that pig one is just, it's brutal, man. Especially the wee, wee, wee on the way home.
I'm never going to look at that the same way again. What have you done?
It wasn't me. It was the stupid people who wrote the song.
Ugh. Well.
It was me for ruining it for you, though. You could have just lived in ignorant bliss the whole time. As I did until I knew the truth. Anyway.
So didn't they find this guy in Wyoming? Or?
Yeah, they found him in places like that. South Dakota probably, too. Like, in Colorado. Its teeth, Diodon's teeth, are unlike any other living animal, with large canine and molars that are heavily enameled, whatever that means.
Enameled.
Enameled.
Means they have extra enamel.
Oh, well, what is enamel?
It's the outer coating of your tooth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's what protects your tooth.
See, this is why I bring you along.
Oh, there you go.
Like, what's enamel? I don't know. What's enamel with you?
So yeah, I guess they had extra coating.
Yes.
Well, that would, in theory, make its teeth a bit more resistant to plaque buildup, which is helpful when you're a pig that eats anything your mouth on.
Yeah, and you're a wild animal. You don't exactly brush your teeth. So. Uh-uh. Unlike other predators, it had no blades or notches for slicing meat. Yet it could make up for this with its enormous head and jaw strength, allowing them to crush and swallow huge chunks of fresh meat as well as any predator.
Ew.
Yeah. Like, interestingly, its temporal muscles were enormous as adults, but normal-sized in juveniles.
Huh.
Which suggests their extraordinary jaw strength were used for adult social behavior, such as fighting for territory rather than for eating.
Ah, interesting. So they would bite each other.
Yes, they would grasp each other's jaws and bite around each other like hippos sometimes do, which sounds real mean if you ask me. Leave each other alone, I say.
That is interesting. That would be a really big thing. That would be a sight to see with these two, you know, giant jaws snapping at each other on the savannah.
Well, the relative of that in Walking with Beasts, they did show a scene with that. So.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. Like, you see the remains of the other one's face afterwards, and a lot of blood and gashes. Ugh, it's no fun. Nope.
Rude.
Nope. Stop it, guys. Stop it. Yeah, what else you got in there?
I'm just looking here. So, as you said, they call them hell pigs, terminator pigs, and killer pigs, apparently.
A lot of mean names.
Yeah, yeah. There isn't so much in this book specifically about this species, but it talks about the family in general. They had large heads with blunt, rounded cusps on their cheeks.
Ooh.
And big canine tusks. So,
yes.
You know, I've always noticed that. They had these big, bony knobs on the side of their head,
which I don't know, like those, like that seems like a thing that we would normally not see in the living animal.
Yeah,
because I've been told this before to ruin another thing for you. I've been aware of the concept of shrink wrapping in most paleo art.
Oh yeah. So where it just totally,
yeah,
like the hippo, for example.
Yeah.
Like, they show the hippo skull, and then they show, like, an artist representation. It looks like this scary Lord of the Rings monster.
Right.
And then they show the actual hippo, and it has this big pudgy face.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of memes for that. My favorite one is, like, the skull, and it shows the skull. The artist depiction, it shows, I think, one of those hyena things in Avatar, the little ones, and it says, like, the animal. And it's, like, a little gerbil with, like, stuffing something up its cheeks.
It could, you know, that's a good point. Like, so maybe its skull was matted a bit more with fur or with muscle or fat
something. Yeah, to hide that.
Yeah. So it,
I mean, that's what I mean, like, dinosaurs do that all the time. Like, how many times have you seen a T-Rex in a movie where you can totally see the indent on its skull?
Oh, that's another good point.
Yeah. It wouldn't have that. That's
probably not.
Very starved T-Rex if you could see the shape of its skull.
Look at a normal lizard.
Yeah.
Like,
my favorite variant of it, though, is this is one where it's exactly right, though. It's like, this is the, so this here's the skull, and it shows the skull. Here is the artist's depiction of the animal, and it's a crocodile. And it says the animal, and it's a crocodile. Because that one's kind of hard to mess up.
Fair enough.
So,
Yeah. My goodness.
Anyways, that's all I've got on this here about Diadon. You got anything else?
I have that they first appeared in the late Middle Eocene in China. It's cousins, anyway.
The Intellidons. Not Diadon specifically.
Yeah. Most of the features that place Intellidons close to other Suoids on recent... What is that?
Yes, it's about taxonomy.
Phylogenies are primitive features of the teeth and skeleton, or features that could have evolved by convergent evolution.
Ah, yes.
I love convergent evolution.
Convergent evolution is so cool.
Such a weird concept.
Why do an ichthyosaur and a dolphin and a shark look so similar despite having completely different relations? Because of convergent evolution.
Exactly. They just all took on very similar traits.
Yes.
Little by little. So apparently...
Which is why, like... Oh, sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, like, something similar happened here with the skeletal design of these Intellidons.
Right. Well, it's like, that's why I kind of, like... wonder, because some scientists, like I've seen Neil deGrasse Tyson say this about aliens, that like when we find aliens, they'll look completely different because they're from a completely different lineage. And I'm like, is that necessarily true?
Possibly.
The design, maybe for sure, but like someone pointed out to me that like I've seen a YouTube video about this where like if you look at a dog and an ant, they look pretty different, like obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But they both have a head at the front, a digestive system that goes from front to back, symmetrical legs, and segmented body, like that, like the, like divide, not symmetric like a dog, but like just divide into parts.
Right.
If you look at the ants, if you look at the last common ancestor between an ant and a dog, it's just a little spherical blob thing that has none of those.
So they both had somewhat convergent evolution.
Yes. So
yeah. I mean, I saw Stephen King's, not Stephen King, Stephen Hawking, Stephen Hawking's Into the Universe, which is a super fun documentary series.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about aliens, and he said that he postulates aliens might not be quite so different than we think, because it makes logical sense for creatures to evolve something like an eye,
right,
or legs or something like
and
that.
And to have the head at the front, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, who knows for sure, but...
Now, they still could look completely different otherwise. Like,
oh, exactly.
But, I don't think they'd look so different.
Mm-mm.
Unless they weren't carbon-based, you know, they were silicon-based or something like that. But that's a whole other show.
We'll save that for another
another episode called Alien Bites.
Speculative bites.
It has to be speculative. Like, what are all the real alien creatures? The unconfirmed, Martian bacteria, end of list.
Like, Roswell?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, well, let's rate Diadon 1 out of 65 million.
I gotta give this thing...
I'm gonna give it like 40 million personally. Like, it's cool. I wouldn't want to mess with it. But, I don't know. Dinosaurs are cooler, man.
It made an impression on me when I was a kid. I'm gonna give it a 63.
Oh, wow. Really close to perfect. Wow.
It's freaky, but I like it.
Yeah, it's cool, though. It's like one of those things, like, ah! If you saw it in real life, I'm like, ah!
I'm staying away from that.
That's true. Even if I saw a T-Rex in real life, my first thought would probably be like, cool! And then I'd go, ah!
Exactly.
But for a dad, I would just be, ah, from the get-go.
Because it's a mammal,
yes.
So it's somewhat similar to us.
Yeah.
But it's freaky looking. Like a dinosaur, like a T-Rex, is so alien,
yes,
compared to a human. We'd just be like, whoa, as opposed to a giant pig. Like, oh, dear God, that's horrifying.
Yeah, like if I saw this thing in real life, my first thought probably would be like, whoa, whose dog is that?
Horrifying dog.
All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get the whole show, you can contact me at mattd@matthewdoncarrera.com for any general questions to either co-host. I forgot to say this last time, but you can follow me on social media at matthewdoncarrera on Facebook, at matthewdon64 on Twitter, and matthewdon64 on Instagram. In terms of the stuff for me to plug, I have a book series on Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle. Obviously, no Diadon, that is past the time of this. What have you got to plug, Stephen?
I have a website, stephencurro.com, that's Stephen spelled with a PH, where you can find the full list of my writing credentials. It's mostly just haiku and a few short stories, though.
Yes.
I keep saying it's going to come out by the time this is
Well, when is this supposed to come out?
It's supposed to come out around the end of June.
Oh, well, so then it's definitely out by the time
people listen to this story. Yeah. It's a novelette, standalone novelette with Heareth Publishing called The Spark. It's a sci-fi dystopian story, and it's super amazing. Awesome. You got to look it up.
It's I'm not going to spoil it, but it's got a great twist. So well,
thank you.
I was not seeing it coming.
That's exactly what I was going for. So
yeah, pretty cool stuff. Also, I have another podcast. I forgot to say this last time, too. I have another podcast called The Rich Wits, where two twits talk about writing, other stuff. It's pretty good. You can find out more about my other non-dinosaur-related works there. Got a Tesla book that either is coming out or... Surely it's not out by this point. Well, if it is, I'll link it in the description.
Well, I'm excited to see the Tesla nuts.
As of recording, I have not quite finished the draft yet, but I'm really close. Like, I'm at the climactic battle, so...
Excellent.
So, yeah. And then there's editing and all the other stuff anyways. All right. Well, that's it for this week. This is the end of every episode of Paleo Bites. What is the thing it does in the museum?
I don't know. It's something weird like that. There. Oh, God, that hurt my throat. Gargling. Okay. There you go. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.